What's your mental attitude like then? You know, when you step into the ring, I mean, most of us don't have to inflict damage on someone for a living. Do you have a nasty streak inside you that comes in, you know, handy in the ring?
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing to have in the sport, obviously. It's business. Nothing against your opponent, but I'm there to get the job done, and that's what I intend to do.
And at the weigh-in, at the press conference, you know, will you be eye-to-eye with him? Will you talk to him?
We'll be eye-to-eye, and I guess you've got to have the respect, but at the same time, he's not my friend. I'm not going to call him up in a week and go and get a coffee. So for me, it's business. I respect him for turning up and coming to have a fight. But like I said, it is just business.
I mean, you are practically on your home turf, aren't you? Is that going to give you an advantage, do you think? Does that help to have that hometown crowd behind you?
I don't really look at it like that, because I would go to any corner in the world to fight. But being back in Bolton, quite grateful, because the last couple of fights have been further afield, Manchester, Liverpool. So it's nice to be back at home and have more local support.
Have you got a big fan base in back in Chorley?
Yeah, I've had a great response for this fight, and I'm happy. A lot of people are coming out to watch me fight, so I want to put on a good show for them.
And as I say, Joe Hughes is the opponent next Friday. I mean, he's a tasty prospect, I think, isn't he? What are you expecting in the fight then?
Yeah, it's a big fight for both of us, and I know Joe's not had a lot of television fights, so it's kind of a bigger night for him, I guess. I'm expecting a tough fight, like always. I never overlook any opponent. I know he's going to come fully prepared. That's why I've locked myself away, been training hard. Expect a tough fight, but I also expect to come out on top.
Does a televised fight put more pressure on you?
The last couple of fights have been televised, but I wouldn't say it's any added pressure. I know what I've got to do, and I intend to get it done.
So just take us through when you get to the dressing room then, you know, maybe half an hour before the fight, what's going through your mind, what you're doing? Is the music cranked up loud?
Yeah, the music will be on. I get my hands wrapped. Once you get your hands wrapped, you glove up. You've got a few officials in the room, your coaches, and you start warm.
And what are they saying to you? What's your coaches saying to you?
Just final bits of advice and how to start the fight, I guess, and just little bits of advice and just talking about the game plan in general. And then you start touching the pads, warming up, and then you can feel the adrenaline, I guess, and then you know it's on. Get out, walk to the ring, and once that first bell goes, it's game time.
And then back in the dressing room, the music, as you say, is cranked up loud. What do you listen to before you go out to, you know, to the ring?
I like all types of music, really, but I guess I listen to a lot of rap music, so just things that can get you pumped up.
And you go on to a piece of music as well?
Yeah, I do. I have a ring entrance song. I don't really think too much about that. Obviously, your mind's elsewhere. You're thinking about the fight day in, day out. So I leave that to my dad, and hopefully he can come up with something that gets everyone else pumped up.
So does he come up with a different one every time?
Yeah, I've had a few different songs.
What have you come out to in the past then, would you say?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I think once I'm walking to my ring, I'm that focused on climbing in and zoning in on my opponent, and everyone's cheering. I guess you can't even really hear the music.
I mean, also as well, how is it when you're walking down to step in into the ring? You know, the stadium's full. Do you see anybody, or is that just its focus is straight on the ring?
My focus is straight on the opponent. Once you walk into the ring, I know all the hard work's done. It's time to get in there and enjoy it.
At the moment, of course, you've got to watch your food, but you've still got to lose a few more pounds yet, haven't you, before the
The weigh-in's a week today, the day before the fight, so there'll be a few more pounds to drop before then. All the hard work's done. I had my last hard day in the gym yesterday, so it's sort of like tapering down now, just staying sharp, get the weight right, and just looking forward to it now.
Yeah. I imagine that Spuds chips and pizza are off the menu at the moment, are they?
Yeah, I'll have to put them off till next Saturday.
What happens when you've had the fight? I mean, do you start sort of binge eating with the fast food?
Yeah, I wouldn't say a binge eat. I like to keep in shape all year round. I guess once you're a professional sports person, you've got to look after your body, but I will be enjoying some nice meals after the fight.
I mean, it is a big one for you, this big one for both of you, isn't it?
Really big fight. Sort of the winner moves forward, and the loser has to rebuild, so... But that's not in my mind. My mind's set on winning.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jack. No doubt we'll follow you through as well in the months ahead on BBC Radio Lancashire. Next week, Bolton's Macron Stadium, the venue for a night of action. Plenty of local interest as well to keep fight fans happy. This is Rod Stewart, You Wear It Well, on BBC Radio Lancashire. I'll give you the question.
Live across the Red Rose County,
John Gilmore
on BBC Radio Lancashire.